Hi friends, this is Ed from the Ed Boston Podcast, and I got a subject today that, a lot of times people kind of sidestep it. A lot of people try to ignore it like it's going away. Some people think it's like the boogeyman story and it's just a story, but what I want to look at today is some dealings that have been going on for a long time with one George Soros. Now, a little background. Nigel Farage has been very, very outspoken in recent days and weeks about Soros. He has pumped a bunch of money into the organizations or to some organizations that are very much against the Brexit initiative happening. Now let me remind you that 17 plus million people in Great Britain voted for Brexit to happen, while only 16.1 million, I believe, voted against it. So it was like 51 point something percent to 48 point something percent. It was close, but Brexit won. And I want to just play a couple of clips real quick of, there's Nigel, if you're watching on YouTube. Let's just listen to this clip.
And I accept all of you that have rung in tonight to make the point that wealthy people and corporations on either side of an argument are fully entitled within our democratic system to put money into backing their point of view, their passion, maybe even their business interest. I accept that. The argument, folks, I'm making is all the Russian conspiracy stuff has come to naught. And I'm, despite investigations, questions in Parliament and all the rest of it, and I'm saying, if ever there was an investigation needed, it was the extent to which George Soros' Open Society has attempted to change the political climate, not just in Britain, but across the entire Western world. That's the investigation we need.
Soros is, he's one of those quiet, behind-the-scenes people. He, you know, you don't see him on lots of television programs pounding the war drums and thumping his own chest, but what he does is he puts the money up and lets other people do his dirty work. He put the money up for these groups that are trying their best to get Brexit. They're trying to, I think, ultimately to get another referendum. And if that happened, they believe that Brexit would not win this time around. And so that's where that is. Let's go to another audio, or audio one point, video another point, of Nigel.
Mr. Farage, 2.5 minutes.
Thank you. As Mr. Moscovici said at the start of this, the leak of all these papers and lists of people with offshore holdings has come about because of the Society of Investigative Journalists. But what's not been said this morning, and I think is relevant, is that the funding of these investigations came from one George Soros. Now, I say this at a time, I'm going to come back to so what, and it may have some personal interest for you as well. I say this at a time when the use of money and the influence it may have had on the Brexit result or the Trump election has reached a level of virtual hysteria. Just last week, the Electoral Commission in the UK launched an investigation to find out whether the Leave campaign took offshore money or Russian money. This came about as a result of questions asked in the House of Commons by one Ben Bradshaw, somebody linked to an organization called Open Society. I just wonder, when we're talking about offshore money, when we're talking about political subversion, when we're talking about collusion, I wonder whether we're looking in the wrong place. And I say that because George Soros recently gave Open Society, his organization, which of course campaigns for free movement of peoples and supports supranational structures like the European Union, he recently gave it $18 billion. And his influence here and in Brussels is truly extraordinary. Open Society boast that they had 42 meetings last year with the European Commission. They've even published a book of reliable friends of Hungary. If we're going to have a debate and we're going to talk about full political and financial transparency, well, let's do it. So I should be writing today to all 226 of you, asking some pretty fair questions. Have you ever received funds directly or indirectly from Open Society? How many of their events have you attended? Could you please give us a list of the meetings of all the representatives, including George Soros yourself? And I think this Parliament should now set up a special committee to look into all of this. And I say that because I fear we could be looking at the biggest level of international political collusion in history.
So there you have Nigel, just being right to the point, pointing out that people are benefiting and taking money from and support from George Soros. Now, if you do some investigating on George Soros and just pull up what you find in a Google search, you might think he is one of the most nice guys, the nicest guys in the entire world. You might even feel sorry for him a little bit with his background, and you might even think that he is a really, really, really good guy. But this article, "The World Needs to Wake Up to Who George Soros Really Is," says Nigel Farage, and this quote continues to come up, and you've heard it already. "Instead of digging into Donald Trump's alleged Russian ties, the world would be better off focusing more on what billionaire political activist George Soros is doing," the former leader of the UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage, said. In comments broadcast by Fox News on Sunday, he went on to say that even if Soros hasn't done anything illegal, nation-state democracies should be concerned about the billions, with a B, the 87-year-old financier has been spending worldwide on left-wing causes. "We need to wake up to who George Soros is and how big his Open Society Foundation organization is," Farage warned. "In an era when the media is obsessing about Russian collusion, an investigation is needed into exactly what Open Society has done." And I couldn't agree more. Let's look a little bit more about who George Soros is. He is Hungarian born. He is known as a philanthropist. He's a former refugee from Hungary, and he made $1 billion as a currency speculator betting against the British pound on Black Wednesday, September 16, 1992, and he believes, being Soros, that the 2016 vote to leave the European Union was a tragic mistake which was bound to weaken the United Kingdom. Now, let me mention this. Soros was born in Hungary and now is an American citizen. He may have business interest in Great Britain, but I don't know. If I was in Great Britain, I would tell him to worry about his own business. And again, the opposite side say, well, he may have business interests there that he literally made billions of dollars taking advantage of the British currency and Well, if you want to check it out, just go to Google, put in Black Wednesday, September 16th, 1992. You'll find out all about what happened on that day. And he is proud to have donated over 400,000 pounds, or roughly $553,000, to an anti-Brexit campaign. And he's meddling in things that he needn't be meddling in. And we're not even actually focusing on the things that he's funded right here in America. He puts money behind things like Black Lives Matter and all kind of Antifa. And you know, if I may be wrong on some of my points, I didn't really do background today to have it up front, so I'm going off of memory. But, you know, he pumped literally millions of dollars into defeating Donald Trump. He is a Clinton, I would say crony, but he's above the Clintons in the hierarchy of liberalism and left-wing politics. Hillary Clinton loves him to death. Shouldn't that tell you enough about what we know about George Soros? But here is another interview that they did at Fox and Friends with Nigel, and I believe you're going to see our good friend Pete Hegseth during this interview.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars to a campaign looking to sabotage British voters' 2016 decision to leave the European Union.
Soros Foundation stating the grant was, quote, support British groups striving to ensure that this crucial debate is not shut down.
But wasn't the debate decided when a majority of voters chose to leave the EU? Here to weigh in, former UK Independence Party leader and Fox News contributor Nigel Farage. Nigel, it's no surprise to you that someone like George Soros, who try to undermine the will of the people to pursue his open borders agenda, what do you make of the most recent attempt?
No, it's no surprise at all. In fact, I've been saying since 2011 that we all need to wake up to who George Soros is and how big his organization is. And just get a handle on this. You know, his Open Society Forum has received $30 billion, not million, billion dollars. This is the biggest political campaigning organization the world has ever seen. He has got an agenda, and there's nothing illegal in that, but he doesn't believe in what he calls nationalism and what I would call nation-state democracy. And Brexit was about saying we want to govern our own country and make our own laws, and this man, okay, so far we've discovered about $1 million that he spent on various organizations that want to overturn the Brexit result. I suspect that's the tip of the iceberg. If you really examine the money this man is spending across the whole of Europe, in America, to push his agenda, which is to get rid of the nation state and to encourage mass migration. And I'm just saying to people, you know, in an era when much of the media is obsessing about Russian collusion, well, if ever there was an investigation needed, it's into just what exactly has Open Society done over the course of the last few years.
So, Nigel, for those viewers of ours who don't really know who George Soros is, he's kind of a mysterious, shadowy figure. Briefly, just tell us, who is he?
Well, he's an 87-year-old. He was born in Hungary and lived as a child through the bad times there under Nazi rule. He came to the West, initially to London, then to New York. He's been in New York for the best part of 50 years. I mean, to be fair to him, he is one of the most successful stock market investors history has ever seen. You know, he's made tens of billions getting call after call, right? So he's clearly a very clever man, a very clever man with a big political agenda. And there's nothing wrong or illegal in that. But as I say, normally, you know, wealthy people might put a few million dollars into what they believe in, whether it's the Democrats or whether it's the Republicans or whatever it may be. But in this case, we're talking about $30 billion. And it is literally
literally the biggest and most powerful campaigning organization that's ever been seen across the West, and we need to start talking about it.
Nigel, let me ask you about another topic, and that is Woodward and Bernstein, the journalist behind Watergate, now saying that Trump's actions similarly eerie to Nixon's. We're going to put on the wall here this quote from Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward in a CNN and Washington Post thing. President Trump insists it's all a witch hunt in an un...
We're going to go ahead and stop that because they were off onto another topic. And I got to tell you, I enjoy just listening to Nigel. He sounds like he and Trump were molded in the same Petri dish, so to speak. And that's a joke, folks. And I just love to hear him talk. He's passionate. He believes the way I believe, and I have lots and lots of respect for Nigel Farage. Let's continue with, I've got an interview here. It's only 3 minutes and 16 seconds, so it's just a part of the interview that was done on 60 Minutes back in 1998, and understand that I'm going to say this up front, that things can be taken out of context because I did my research here, and actually my research ended up taking me to, of all places, it took me to Snopes, however you want to say it, and we know... If you know me, you know that I have little to no confidence in that organization. But they try to say that the interviewer here badgered him and painted him into a corner, and that what he said here really isn't as bad as what it sounds. I'll let you decide. Again, you can do your homework. And let's listen to what they say here on 60 Minutes.
2 years you've been blamed for financial collapse of Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Japan, and Russia.
Yeah, all of the above.
All of the above.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you that powerful?
No, I think there's a great misunderstanding. I am basically... there to make money. I cannot and do not look at the social consequences of what I do. As a competitor, I've got to compete to win. As a human being, I am concerned about the society in which I live.
Which George Soros am I talking to now? The amoral George Soros or the moral George Soros?
It's one person. It's one person who at one time engages in amoral activities and at the rest of the time tries to be moral.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, and one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child, you don't see the connection. But it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt?
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, And here I am watching these people go, I could just as easily be there. I should be there. None of that.
Well, of course, I could be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there, because that was... well, actually, funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, of course I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. In other words, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator, the property was being taken away. So I had no role in taking away that property. So I had no sense of guilt.
All right, well, wow. It, I'm sorry, I'm trying to keep my screen in a spot where I want it to be, and, well, it just isn't working quite like I wanted it to. I'm going to let you make your own opinion. I don't know what I would do if I was a 14-year-old boy in the midst of such evil. I just find it interesting that young Soros was in the position that he was in. Was in, well, I'll let you make your thoughts and opinions. I can understand where people might say, well, we weren't in his shoes, so we don't know what we would have done. And I agree with that. We don't know what we would have done. I would like to think that... Well, I'll let you read my mind on that. How about that? Finally, we look at a little bit at the Open Society Foundation. And it is the second big, largest deals with philanthropy behind the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's an ongoing process of migration from a hedge fund toward a pool of capital deployed to support a foundation over the long term, one of the committee members said. Mr. Soros says, and his dozens of endeavors across the globe have been lightning rods for criticism due to his support of left-wing causes, which include Black Lives Matter movement and U.S. and relaxed immigration policies. And we see what his influence in Great Britain got them with the immigration issues over there. He's a critic, obviously, of the president. I personally am convinced that he is going to fail, Mr. Soros said in January while at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, not because of people like me who would like him to fail, but because his ideas that guide him are inherently self-contradictory, and contradictions are actually already embodied by his advisors and his cabinet. That sounds like a Democrat talking point right out of the DNC playbook right there. And I'll let you decide whether it is or it isn't. Today's podcast video, maybe both, is really designed just to get this out there. It's not really designed to be an opinion piece. It's obvious where I stand on this. But I think it's important to get the information about who is George Soros and what does he do to influence the world today. And I'll add my opinion in a negative manner. I want to thank you for being with us. God bless you. Go out and do the right thing.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
It's just 2 weeks out and we've got your gifts at Macy's Wednesday Sale. With over 25,000 deals of the day, in-store and online. Like PJs for the whole fam, now $4.99 to $19.99. Have a jet setter on your gift list? Samsonite luggage is 60 to 65% off. How about a home chef? Give a KitchenAid Classic Stand Mixer for just $189.99. Tuesday and Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money. Ask your store associate or visit Macy's.com/Star Money for details.